Good afternoon. Tracy Morgan with you with your extended news at noon. And on the phone with me is Heidi McDowell with Next Tier Bank. And the reason I wanted to talk to her for a few minutes is because we've done a news story. I've read this news story in other locations as well about a coin shortage. Yeah, you don't hear that every day, do you? I know this has been an interesting year. So we wanted to talk to Heidi about this. Heidi, thank you very much for joining me for a few minutes. We appreciate your time.
Oh, thank you for having me, Tracy. I appreciate it.
So first of all, can you confirm we have a coin shortage? Is that the, I mean, people are thinking, what? We have a what? I mean, so first of all, explain what you mean or Next Tier Bank means or what society is meaning right now by a coin shortage. And then how did we get to this point?
Well, yes, we do have a coin shortage. It's pretty unbelievable, but it is true. You know, according to what the Federal Reserve has been saying, the pandemic has really created a disruption in the coin supply and the normal circulation of what everybody would be using cash and coin for. Because of temporary shutdowns, people are not spending like they normally would. I also heard that in addition to everything else, the U.S. Mint, like many other businesses, has reduced their staff, so production is lower than a lot slower than normal.
I didn't think about that point. Yeah. So did this just begin at the beginning of the pandemic? Is this a byproduct of the pandemic? So did it happen in the middle, or has this been happening slowly over time? And I ask that because even before pandemic, a lot of us carried cards. You know, so many times we've been in conversations of who carries cash these days, you know, and people do. It's just that we were carrying more and more cards, and now the pandemic hits, and all of a sudden we're in this position. So when did this start to begin?
Well, we were notified by the Federal Reserve of the shortage mid-June. They notified us by email and limited us to the amount of coin that we could order each week. So in the beginning, we were very concerned that we wouldn't have enough coin to service our customers. So each week we are able to, on a normal circumstance, we're able to order as much as we would need, depending on our customers' needs. And they really limited that down. And that could be different for each institution, but for us specifically, you know, it was pretty limited to the amount that we were able to order.
So Heidi,
which kind of made us concerned at the beginning that, you know, where were we going to get all the coin we need to service our customers?
And could you explain that a little bit more without giving out trade secrets? Of course, you're with Next Tier Bank, but any bank out there, what is that procedure? Since we don't live your world, you know, day in and day out, what do you mean by ordering coin? Why do you have to order coins?
Well, we have a supply that we use every week for our branches. It's kind of a rotating supply. We can sell it back, and our armored service usually keeps that for us and manages that for us. So we sell the money back to them, and they, you know, kind of recirculate it to other branches. So we don't transport in between our branches ourselves. So when that supply gets low, we can order money from the Federal Reserve and have that put back into our supply so we can use that for all of our branches.
And do you have to order a certain amount of quarters versus pennies? Do you estimate that out, or do you go by figures that are pretty solid with the dollars that you have?
We go by figures. We tend to keep a certain dollar amount on hand just, you know,
for business,
over
yeah.
the past years, we've kind of determined what we need for our organization and what we like to keep on hand for our customers.
So are you seeing a disruption with the money flow in businesses? I know you're a bank and you are a business, but you're a bank. You know, so if we're talking about those mom and pop stores, restaurants, gas stations, are you seeing a disruption of money flow and specifically coins, since we're talking about a coin shortage, are you seeing the money disrupted at those locations?
Yeah, I think that most of restaurants and small retailers are most likely going to be impacted by this shortage. We don't tend to get a ton of coin in per se. We usually give out more. But we have been calling to our customers to bring in some coin that they have that could help us get additional coin into circulation. So not only our businesses, but, you know, businesses around the area can benefit from that.
So why is it that you're giving out more coins? Is it because somebody wants a paycheck?
Well, not necessarily. Our businesses need it for their customers. So we would give them coin so they can give their customer change.
Oh, okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. So are you short on particular coins? When we talk about coin shortage, of course, you know, you got the pennies, dimes, nickels. Or is this just an overall coin shortage? I mean, can you explain what you're looking at?
I think it's an overall coin shortage, and sometimes it fluctuates from week to week what we may be shorter on than most. But fortunately, we do have the coin machines, and that's really saved us through these past couple weeks to make sure that we have that coin to be able to put into our inventory to recycle and give out. Again,
Heidi McDowell is with us with Next Tier Bank, and we're talking about a coin shortage. And so we're trying to explain what that means, because a lot of folks are puzzled by this and saying, what do you mean by a coin shortage? And so, Heidi, historically, have the banks, have businesses, have we as a society been in this position before?
It's not something that I'm aware of, having a shortage of this magnitude. I do, you know that there was a temporary shortage of pennies in the late 90s, but I don't think that lasted very long, but nothing to this magnitude.
So do you see this as a quick and easy solution? Do you see this turning around at all, or turning around quickly? Because, I mean, one, people are reserved about going shopping. Some people are. I'm not saying that all people are reserved, but some people are reserved mm-hmm. about going shopping. A lot of people are shopping online, which means that would be with a card. You're not exchanging the coins. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, there's self-pay, which, again, you could use coins and dollars, but a lot of us are using a card. So what's the solution to this?
I don't think that there will be a quick, easy fix. I think this is going to last for a while. I believe that they just created a U.S. coin task force.
Yeah, I understood that.
Federal Reserve.
Is that something that's true? I mean, we're all trying to figure out what's true, what's not true, but that's out there?
According to, the Federal Reserve, they have created a coin task force that's made up of industry members that's going to help identify what caused the problem and try to create a plan to regain normal coin circulation. And these members are made up of the U.S. Mint and Federal Reserve, the armored carriers, and banking associations.
And this
so
is...
they're supposed to be identifying the real root of the problem and then have a recommendation to the Federal Reserve by the end of July.
End of July. Okay. I was going to say, so this is mm-hmm. relatively new that they put this together. So you
right.
wouldn't know of
right.
any solutions at this point. Okay. It's interesting when you talk. I'm glad you're here because you're with Next Tier Bank, so you're in the know. But for us on the outside of banks to hear all of this information, we're in a year that's just intriguing and interesting as it is. I don't think anybody wished that we'd be here. And then to hear stories like this, it kind of sets you back and say, really? This is where we are.
Yeah,
but
I know.
I know. It's like, okay. So I'm glad you're here talking about it. So there is a U.S. coin task force, and they're working on this. So have you heard of rumors? And again, I know you're not in the health field. I'm just wondering, have you heard through banks that are people concerned about handling money because we are in a pandemic? Is there that concern out there that you all have to be aware of because you are handing out money and coins?
Well, that's a really good question. We've heard of some concerns about contracting COVID-19 by touching money. And, you know, I'm no doctor or scientist, so I'm not sure how likely that is to happen, but we do strongly suggest that people follow the CDC guidelines and wash your hands after handling money or any other object that's, you know, frequently touched by others. It's the best way to, you know, prevent contracting the disease.
Yeah, we have to move forward. We have to keep our society going, and yet all these interesting, intriguing issues. That's all I can say is interesting and intriguing, because I'm still shaking my head over this. But Heidi, yeah, thank you so much for being here. I do want to ask what Next Tier Bank is doing, because let me go back. Also, I've seen signs on doors that say we don't have any change to give out. We don't have any coins to give out. So, you know, help us along here. So if the task force is working on it, Next Tier Bank is at least putting out an idea, at least for you all, to get the coins in circulation. Can you talk about what Next Tier Bank is suggesting at this time to help with a solution?
Mm-hmm. We're asking our customers and non-customers to bring in their coin. We have 6 coin machines located in 6 different locations. And if a customer is close to a branch that doesn't have a coin machine, they can bring in their wrapped coin and we can exchange their coin for cash. So that's what basically our plea is now, is to just try to get the coin into the bank, and then we can get them circulated and back out to our businesses that need them.
Do you still find that people save the coin at home in their banks? And I remember when I was a kid, I can't remember what family member did this, but you know, they had one of those old plastic bottles that would be like 3 feet high, you know, and all the coin would go in there, and then they'd save it for a vacation or something along those lines.
Right.
Do you find that people still do that these days?
I think they, you know, who doesn't have a coin jar in their car or on their dresser? And, you know, I don't usually give out exact change when I'm buying something with cash. I, you know, hand them a 20 and, you know, the change sits at the bottom of your purse until
right.
it gets really heavy, and then you you dump it off into another container, or it sits in your car for, you know, quarters for the kids or what have you. So, you know, I think that most people have some sort of change collection laying around that they could certainly turn in for some cash.
And you did just explain how the process can run. Those machines that you have, are those the ones that you just dump the change in and it takes care of the rest and gives you the slip?
Yep. Yep.
So then what's this process after that? You just take it to a teller and they exchange that money?
So, yeah, you put the coin in the machine, and the machine counts it and gives you a ticket, and you take the ticket up to the teller. Normally, there's a fee for doing that, but we waive that fee through September 1st, and so they can take that ticket up to the teller and exchange it for cash.
I know it's something personal, but I just love going to those machines and just hearing the chicken, 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 and all that. It's just the funniest thing in the world to me. And then you get your slip. I know, it's fun. And it divides it up. I think those machines are impressive because they divide up immediately your quarters and your pennies and your dimes and your nickels. I mean,
it knows
just,
exactly what
right?
you're putting in there.
Right.
Sure.
So you don't
and
have
it kicks out all the nonsense that you might have accidentally stuck in there, a washer or something like that.
Right,
too.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty smart machine.
Does it kick out like Canadian coins, or what do you do with Canadian coins if you have them in your drawers?
Sometimes it does. It depends. And it also kicks out coin that may be bent or damaged in some way, but it does a pretty good job collecting most of the coin.
Heidi, you said that Next Tier Bank is waiving the fee up till September 1st if you're going to use one of those coin machines and go up and exchange
mm-hmm.
that for money. What's the deadline for this whole entire effort? Is this going to be ongoing, or is this going to be up until September 1st as well with getting the coins back in circulation?
We just chose September 1st. That will give us some time to get some coin in and see how, you know, how well our effort's doing. And then we can reevaluate at that time and continue the effort if we're still in the same type of situation in September.
Heidi, you may have already mentioned your locations. If you did, if you didn't, I'm going to ask you again. Can you give us the locations for Next to Your Bank?
Yeah, I'll give you the locations for the coin machines. They are in the Cranberry Branch, the T-Bones Plaza Branch, Zillion Opal Branch, Moraine Branch, North Town in Gibsonia, and in Chicora.
And what are your hours?
The hours vary by branch. Most locations, I will say most, not all, are open from 9 to 4 Monday through Thursday and then 9 to 6 on Friday. But our website, nextpeerbank.com, you can see all of our locations and the hours of the branches that are closer to you.
Do you have Saturday hours or no in-person Saturday?
We do. Saturday? Oh, you do? Most of our locations, we do. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's always one of those questions when you wake up on Saturday morning. You're like, can I go to the bank or not? So next year you can take care of that. So I know we only have a couple minutes left with you, Heidi, and I do appreciate you talking about the coin shortage and how we can get the coins back in circulation, especially you as a bank, and trying to get that effort going on your part. But let me ask you, if you don't mind, during this time that we're living, during this pandemic, how is Next Tier doing? How are the banks doing?
We're good. Currently, our lobbies are open and fully operational. We've had to take some precautions and do things a little different than normally we would. So we obviously put up the plexiglass for our customers and our teller safety. We're asking customers to wear a mask and follow social distance requirements. We are handing out pens if customers need them, and they can take them with them instead of having to worry about cleaning them in between customer use. So we've had to think outside the box and be a little bit creative and keep our employees safe as well as our customers safe. And it's our new normal, I guess the quote is nowadays. So it's just we're encouraged that, you know, we'll be able to remain open and remain servicing our customers like we have for all these years.
What has the traffic flow been like within your building? Did that stall at a time? Has that picked up again? Or are most people just going through the drive-thrus?
We have a lot more traffic in the drive-thru. For a couple months, our transactions did slow up a little bit, but they're back to normal. People need to be able to go into the bank, and I think they have confidence in their bank that we as a whole will take care of our customers and their needs.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, because that was going to be my next question, actually, about people coming in, because we, of course, deal with banks more than just cashing a paycheck or, you know, put this money in my savings. So when you have those kinds of appointments where people need to sit down one-on-one with your employees, are you stressing the appointments, keeping the appointments, canceling if needed? What are you telling people with the appointments that are needed?
Yep, we're just asking them if they'd like to call in and set an appointment, then we'll have a space that they can go and that they can conduct their business, whether it's a loan application or account opening. We are taking appointments and we are trying to make it as safe as possible for our customers.
Heidi McDowell with Next Tier Bank. So appreciate your time. I know we can confirm now that there is a national coin shortage and that there is a U.S. coin task force that has been formed in order to get this taken care of. And it's one of those things that, you know, I just shake my head and I don't want to say chuckle because I think it's funny. It's just something I never dreamt that I would be doing an interview on is a coin shortage. But we're here.
It's amazing.
Yeah. And you're here. And I'm glad you're explaining it to us. So thank you very much for that. Next Tier Bank, of course, a great bank that, you know, it has many locations. So if you want to get started with Next Tier, you know, it's always a good time to do that as well. So just give them a call and go. And again, what's your phone number or your website that we can just track any location down?
Our phone number is 1-800-262-1088, And it's www.nextcarebank.com.
So, Heidi, just to finish us out, any final thoughts that you want to leave with us since we focused on the coin shortage? Any final thoughts you want to leave with us about either your efforts or just what we can do to help out?
I just think that people have to be patient with everybody and to be helpful and try to follow all the rules, and I think if everybody plays their part, then it'll be a successful outcome.
Heidi McDowell, Next Tier Bank. Heidi, thank you so much for your time. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you, Tracy. I appreciate you having me.